The Haynes Pool will be closing at the end of May for renovations, but there are a lot of programs to participate in between now and then. Pool manager Amanda Painter says it's important for the community to know that the pool is open and is an inexpensive way to get some much-needed spring exercise.
You know, it's a very welcoming place, and it's a community space that people are already paying for before they get here. So we've created an easy way for people to get in here through cheaper prices.
There are events most days with activities like stand-up paddleboard and yoga, movie nights, and on Friday nights they turn out the lights and let the kids get crazy.
We do have the lights out and we have other lights on the pool deck. We have floating balls that glow, and we'll have the obstacle course up for everyone to play on, and then we will have time trials towards the end of the swim to see who can go through the obstacle course the fastest.
There's pack raft and kayak roll practice every Wednesday evening in May, and the full moon float, which is a stretch and meditation exercise, will be on April 26th and May 25th. There's also aqua aerobics.
Aqua aerobics is a good workout. There's room in that class if anyone would like to join. It's a workout that starts in the shallow end. It works your arms and legs and abs and back.
It's open to anyone, but Painter says it's most popular with women.
Dude, I will say that I've never seen a man join aqua aerobics, and that is a challenge I'm putting out there.
There are options to rent out the entire facility for parties, and there will be several fundraisers coming up to help with the cost of repairs. Amanda Painter says she's hoping to have the pool reopened by October.